faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another world who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way. But before we join Superman, here is an important message.
Fellas and girls, somewhere in the Solomon Islands, there are a lot of big, tough, fighting Marines. And they're carrying guns that you may have helped to buy for them. That is, if you've been buying your share of war-saving stamps for victory. You see, every single dime you exchange for a war-saving stamp helps to buy the guns and bullets, the planes and bombs, the ships and the shells that are going to lick the Nazis and the Japs. Now, we know that all red-blooded Americans can't actually wear Uncle Sam's uniform. Because some of us are too young or too old to join the Army or Navy. But there is one big important way we can help. We can buy war-saving stamps and bonds. We can lend our money to Uncle Sam and put weapons into the hands of American fighting men. Why, do you know that your dime spent for a war stamp is the same dime used to buy 5.45 caliber bullets? I guess you know, too, and the Japs and the Nazis certainly do, what a soldier or sailor or marine can do with five bullets. And speaking of sailors, you might be interested to learn that every time you buy five war stamps, that same 50 cents buys enough fuel oil to carry an American destroyer a full mile closer to its objective. Now that makes buying war stamps pretty exciting, doesn't it? So look, let's make a promise to ourselves right now. Let's promise to buy war-saving stamps every week, regularly. And you can help even more than that. You can get your friends and your mother and father and all the people you know to buy war stamps and bonds regularly. And they'll want to help, too, when you explain to them how important it is for all of us to do our share to help our brothers and our friends in uniform. Our boys are going to win this war, and we've simply got to help them. So remember this slogan. Repeat it often to your family and friends. Every time that you've got a dime, buy a war-saving stamp.
And now, the adventures of Superman. Superman, in his disguise of Clark Kent, and all our friends are now on an expedition to find the mysterious lost continent of Atlantis, a legendary land believed to lie at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. They are making the hazardous trip in the multi-depth submarine and bathysphere of Dr. Leander Cameron, a strange and eccentric explorer. In our last episode, we heard how Superman saved our friends from death when their crippled submarine submerged out of control. Brought to the surface by Superman, they were standing in the conning tower at twilight, waiting for Dr. Cameron's sub to be repaired, when suddenly Perry White spied something coming up out of the water. Listen.
Well, look. Look off there. Something's just come up out of the water.
Collie, what can that be? It's another submarine. A German U-boat.
Clark, how can you tell it's a German U-boat? Getting so dark, I can just about see the sub myself.
Well, it could see well at night. Now, look hard. See you there?
Yeah.
Swastika in the conning tower of that sub.
I see it. I see it now.
This looks like trouble. If it could only submerge, Leander.
Yeah, but you know we can't submerge until Nicodemus fixes those motors.
Look. The conning tower on that U-boat is opening. Men are coming out of the sub onto the deck.
Yeah, I see them myself now. Well, what do you think they're going to do?
Well, they're moving over to the cannon on deck. Something tells me that... Yes, by heaven, they're training that gun at us.
Collie.
You don't mean they're going to shoot us out of the water.
Well, there's your answer, Chief.
Why the filthy rat?
Those were just warning shots. Just in case we had any ideas about trying to escape. Uh-oh, they're going to board us.
They are. Collie, what do you think will happen to us now?
Hard to say, Jim. But we're in for trouble. That I can tell you.
Oh, it never fails. Out of the frying pan, into the fire.
That reminds me. Didn't you say you were hungry, Jimmy?
Are you kidding?
I'm afraid we've all lost our appetites, Doctor.
Oh, nonsense, nonsense. We're not going to let a few Nazis ruin our dinner, are we? Perry?
Yes, Leander?
You take care of those Nazis, will you? Find out what they want and send them about their business.
What?
Well, I go below and prepare dinner. You all like anchovies?
Oh. Yes, we just love anchovies.
Excellent, excellent. I shall prepare them.
If you have any artificially colored strychnine, prepare that, too.
I don't think I have any of that, but oh, look.
That man's crazy.
Uh-oh.
become the Nazis.
Ahoy!
Ahoy yourself!
We are coming aboard.
Nothing much we can do about that, I suppose.
Wouldn't do anything if you could.
Look, they're putting off in a small boat. Three of them.
Yeah, looks like the commander of the sub and two of his aides.
Gosh, why didn't we realize something like this might happen?
We did, Jim, but we thought if we met up with any of the enemy, we could just submerge and get away from them.
And the trouble is, our motors are out of commission. And there's nothing we can do until Nicodemus fixes them.
Nothing we can do now, even after he fixes them.
Look, they're coming alongside. Gosh, that commander looks tough.
Lend me a hand here.
No, go jump in the nearest ocean.
Good for you, Mr. White.
Give me a hand. I need to come aboard. Do it. Help me here.
Yes, sir. Yes, of course.
Clark.
They've got guns with them, and we're unarmed. I'm not taking any chances.
Really, I always thought you...
Oh, stop it, Lois.
You do not help us aboard.
No.
This is the multi-depth submarine in Bathysphere I have heard so much about. And who is this strange-looking monstrosity?
Sir, I'm Dr. Leander Euthanasia Cameron, owner of the multi-depth submarine Bathysphere and leader of this expedition.
Oh. Then you are just the man I'm looking for.
You were looking for me? What for?
To tell you this, Herr Doctor. Up to now, your expedition has been sponsored by your own government. Or should I say sponsored by a newspaper with the approval of your government. From now on, however, your expedition will be controlled by the German government.
There is a word I rarely use, Commander, because it is a very strong word, and I need it only to express the greatest distaste. I say that word to you now. I say to you, nuts.
I do not follow your meaning. However, it is no matter. I am taking command here. You will continue with your expedition. And if you succeed in finding the lost continent of Atlantis, you will do so in the name of the Führer.
Not to the Führer.
Jimmy.
Oh, you young Schweinhund. You insulted our Führer. Perhaps your filthy mouth will be silenced by this.
Oh, Jimmy. You despicable loathsome.
Lois. Jimmy, all right?
Oh, Clark, he's unconscious.
He hit his head against that stanchion when he fell, Kent.
Let me see. I don't like this. I don't like it at all.
What? What's that?
Skull, I'm afraid.
Oh, no. Jimmy.
Kent, what
Jimmy.
Is it?
It's like a fractured skull to me.
That is too bad. But he should not have insulted the Führer.
Why, you dirty, low-down, filthy, Nazi swine. I have a good mind.
Yes! I will listen to no more insults from you. Another such word from your mouth and you die. This pistol is no toy. Now you.
Me?
Yes, you. Think I do not know what you did to me when I came aboard? Look at me. I'm soaking wet. Why? Because you deliberately let me fall into the water.
Oh, it was an accident.
It was no accident. And I will repay you for it soon. Get up onto the deck. All of you.
What for?
Don't ask questions. Do as you're told, my schnell.
Okay, okay.
Now look here. I'm sick and tired of this. I refuse to be
you
ordered.
You do as you are told, or I will shoot you down like a dog.
What about Jimmy?
Yes, the boy, Commander. What about him?
It's unfortunate, but I cannot waste time in pit. Now move.
You filthy swine.
I have heard enough from you.
Mr. White! He's gone! Mr. White! They shot Clark! Look, he's fallen overboard!
I threw himself in front of you to save him.
Good heavens, I can't see him. We've got to save him.
There you are. That's his own fault. You're not more careful. The same will happen to all of you.
Oh, poor Kent. He did it for me.
You beast.
Clark is gone. Now, what about Jimmy lying down there? His skull's probably fractured. What about him?
I cannot concern myself with his welfare. Nor have I time to get him medical aid.
You can't let him die.
Yes, that's what it is.
Even as Lois and Editor White plead with the Nazi commander, Superman is at work under the water. Quickly changing from Clark Kent to Superman, he swims underwater to the Nazi sub. And as Lois and White argue with the commander on the deck of Dr. Cameron's submarine...
I'm going to leave that boy here, I tell you.
Perhaps you can suggest some way of saving his life?
Your submarine is in working condition. You could take him aboard and sail him to the nearest port.
Yes, I told you before, I cannot spare
the... Great heavens, look. The Nazi submarine is rising clear of the water.
None of that cannot be. It is incredible.
Oh, look, underneath the submarine. They're holding it in his hands. Superman!
Superman again? Well, I must say...
Yes! It's Superman! Oh, thank heaven!
I do not understand this. It's amazing. This flying sword is carrying my submarine in his hand. I'm going mad. We are all mad.
No, we're not mad, but...
He's coming down with the submarine. Look, Mr. White, he's going to land right alongside of us.
Yes. Why, we've dropped the submarine back into the water.
There. That's just to take you boys inside the sub up a little bit. Now then.
Jimmy, I cannot believe.
All right, Commander. Just give me that gun.
Come on, you two, Hans. And I'll... Come on.
Superman, thank heaven you've come. Jimmy.
Yes, oh. I know. Mr. White, Dr. Cameron, bring Jimmy up on deck.
Yes, of course, right away. Come on, Leanne.
Yes, coming, Peg.
Oh, while they're getting Jimmy, I'll take care of the commander and his aides. First, the commander. Come here, you. Come on. Now, you two stooges.
Let me down. Let me down.
Up. Up. I'm going to drop you down through your own conning tower, Commander, one at a time. You land inside your sub and advise enough to show your nose outside of it again until we reach the American naval base I have in mind.
American naval base? No, you can't.
Oh, can I? We'll see. Here you go, right down through the conning tower. Now, you, Hunt. Now, it's your turn, hello. Happy landing. There's White and Dr. Cameron bringing Jimmy up. Back to the deck of Dr. Cameron's sub.
Better take it easy with the boy, Superman. He's in a bad way.
Yes, I can see that. I'll handle him gently. I'm going to drop that Nazi U-boat off at an American naval base about 600 miles from here. There must be a surgeon there who can take care of Jimmy, if I'm in time. How's his pulse?
Very low, I'm afraid.
I mustn't waste time, then. I'll just place Jimmy...
Before you go.
Quickly. There isn't time for talk.
Clark Kent. The commander shot him and he fell into the ocean.
Well?
He's below us somewhere. Is there anything you can do about him?
Oh, I'm afraid not. I have no time now. Jimmy needs a doctor at once. You'll have to look for him. Now I must go. Up! Up! Now down! Down onto the deck of the U-boat. There we are. Now to get a good grip on this conning tower with one hand. There. So. And the U-boat in my grasp, I'll be in time to save Jimmy's life. I must be. I must. Up! Up! And away!
Save the quickly ebbing life of Jimmy Olsen? Well, we'll know in tomorrow's episode. And what about our friends on Dr. Cameron's submarine? What further adventures will befall them? Well, there'll be plenty, we can tell you that. So be sure to tune in tomorrow and every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station. Tune in and follow the adventures of Superman.
Yes, be sure to tune in again tomorrow for another thrilling Superman episode. And don't forget what else you're going to do. You're going to buy war stamps as often as you can get mother or dad to give you a dime. Now, you know when you see that big capital S on a three-cornered shield, you'll recognize it as the emblem of Superman, and you know at once what it stands for. Likewise, when you see the capital letters U.S. on a war-saving stamp or bond, you'll recognize them as the emblem of Uncle Sam, and it represents a pledge from Uncle Sam to you, his pledge to use every dime you lent him for more bullets and guns and planes, and all the other things the American armed forces need to win a smashing victory from the Nazis and the Jets. So don't put off buying war stamps. Buy one every time you've got a dime. Remember, Uncle Sam is depending on you.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman!
Follow the adventures of Superman every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station. Superman is directed by George Lotha and is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine. This is Mutual.